thinking. Yes, I'm like, he's getting closer and closer and closer. And I'm like, so I didn't think of it in terms of that adventure last night. But. Okay, Uranus, big, big, energetic, overriding friend, friend and stretcher of your imagination and your electrical, electromagnetic body. He is showing silly putty. You guys all know Silly Putty, and he's saying he is saying that is what he's doing with us. He's playing with us. This is our electromagnetic body, and we're outgrowing what we have had. So he's, you know, he's stretching us this way, and then some of it comes back and stretches it this way. But he's really trying to get us to have a nice, shiny, like, inside and get us really stretched so that we can bounce off the ideas that he's, you know, he's imprinting into this silly putty. He's going to continually be giving lots and more than we can probably manifest, but at least try to catch the image, even if you're not going to. And maybe you give these images to somebody else, right? You know, but a lot of the brilliant ideas, he's saying, the brilliant ideas he's bouncing off of us can very much imprint into our soul now. So we're not going to necessarily lose them if we don't do anything with them, right? We might, but we also can bounce them to somebody else that maybe needs them, or, you know, it doesn't matter as long as they get here on Earth, you know, are they, because they're all designed to expand the electromagnetic perception on this planet. So spread it, you know, and then you won't have to, some of it, of course, will just kind of go, oh yeah, that'll come up sometime. I'll need that at some point. Like you have a magic hat. And so you're going to, if you don't know what to do with all these ideas that he's sending your way, because we are all ready for the silly putty capture of his ideas. And think of it, it's like mud, right? We need to like bring it to earth, right? We need to capture the images that he's sending. We can bounce them all into our magic black hat, a top hat, and pull them out when we need them. And it'll feel like we're magic. But he's behind the scenes making sure that we have the rabbit or the image to pull out of our hat in, say, this particular scenario. Like maybe we're out to dinner with friends. Oh, this is what you need. And you like pop that card out of your hat or that idea or that notion or that note. And it'll be bang on. It'll be like brilliant. And then they take the idea and run with it. And that is a lot of this light body class as well. But you all of us on this call, all of us on this call will be utilizing this from some degree. We just may be front and center, the three of us, finding ourselves doing that. We may really just find that that's our life work now. pulling the rabbit out of the hat when we need it, you know, and we don't need to do any master plan of any career or book or identity matrix. We just are now, for the next long period, I'll be around for a while, probably longer than you want me, he says, you know, we'll be... you'll be getting information, like brilliant information, encyclopedic knowledge information. You may have to have a new identity of how brilliant you are, and you can own it. You don't have to say, oh, it's Uranus at the bottom of my hat. It was actually, you have earned this relationship. You can own this relationship. You can own the data. You can own the method at which you have worked very hard to perceive the images. And this is everybody's birthright. And that is what you will be demonstrating as a model of the hard work of listening and listening deeply and going into this unknown very often, but asking yourself the brilliant questions. What is resonating, not what makes sense from the current worldview. And those consistent decisions bring us into our own relationship with universal intelligence. The more that we can rely on this, what do we call that? The backstage, our backstage crew, we're going to call it. He's a master of your backstage crew. So they'll get credits as they are ready to get credits, but it's not essential, as you are the star of the show. So take a bow in the coming days and be the star. It will be, someday you will be in the backstage. But now it's our time to be taking the bow and delivering the tickets, delivering the information, pointing in this direction, pointing in that direction, maybe interrupting with a new thought. He couldn't be more comfortable interrupting a conversation and saying, but we don't have time to go down that discourse of non-essential information. We need to assert what's essential, and boom, turn left here. That is part of your mission. Be uncomfortable with interrupting the course of events in a gracious manner, as we all have graciousness in our beings as well. But we will be graciously redirecting to a frequency that may be more fruitful. And not to be shy. Go ahead and entertain conversations at a lot of conversations are revolving around from a Saturnian level and below, Saturn, and you know what we can see, feel in this state of discourse of the state of affairs in the world today. Well, this is X, Y, and Z is happening, therefore only P, Q, and R can happen. And Uranus is essentially going to bring in the X factor. Well, if we just found this information because we don't want to block anything incoming, right? You're allowing, you're inserting, you're allowing for the co-creative process of you and a higher dimension, higher being, higher self, ascended person, putting in that X factor. But you know what? We're getting smarter all the time. You know that, for instance, there is a meme going around that from a very brilliant scientist, absolutely everyone who had the injection could be expired in 2 years. Well, that's if we can only think of the science in this moment. There's a valid argument for that. But that's not taking into consideration the X factors, which we are as Uranus. We're walking with Uranus. He is by our side. He will give us the words. He will give us the thoughts. He will give us the jokes. He will give us the laughter and the irony and the brilliance and the wit, because sometimes that's how the information goes in, is through wit, and allow him to be hanging out there, right there. And maybe even a little inappropriate at times, in a fun way, or maybe a shocking way. But he is proud. He walks tall and he walks with the sun just fine. He walks when he need life force, or you'd like to draw him in, lift your heart up. And that is not all that we will do. We will do many things with this collaboration with Uranus, all of us now. Uranus and Saturn we need to get a hold of who is speaking. Is it Saturn or is it Uranus? Because we have the upcoming 2nd, June 14th, or thereabouts, second square of Uranus and Saturn. These are the conversations that are going to be critical for our time to have. Do not shy away from these hard conversations, because there's not many that have the courage and the training that you have done to hold the vibratory sequences and the brilliance of Saturn and Uranus. So in these conversations, as you will all have Saturn and Uranus, old and new information, freedom and not, these conversations they're giving me this. These conversations are saws. They're like this imaginary saw that's taking down, you know, this invisible barrier. So just having the conversation is a saw in Saturn's world. You know, it brings it down so that it can be rebuilt. So even if you feel you're not getting anywhere in a conversation, you may want to just allow the electromagnetic energy of a question mark. Think of you may often be just delivering a question mark. Are you sure? That can be very, very powerful. Inserting the question mark. That's the X factor too. So we'll be working with you to always be like making cracks, like lightning. You know, what does lightning do? It cracks the sky, brings in new information. So you're a lightning bolt. You're going to crack this paradigm by as simple as, are you sure? or you're cracking it with that wit or a funny or bringing two ideas that into the same room that people wouldn't dare to bring in. Maybe bring in two people that you think you wouldn't in your past incarnations ever put in the same room, but why not? As they deserve an influx of Uranian positive energy, however they can absorb it. So we are this light body masterclass, as we are giving you many tips on fortifying your light body, learning how to feed it, take care of it, manage it, use it. But at the same time, we're calling on you to be masters, even though on one level we're saying you're just beginning to embody the light body, you know, in its conscious level. We're also going to say, assume mastery. And you can play with that in however that lands with you. But we wouldn't want to insult your intelligence, because it is vast and we are learning what you're capable of, and you keep astounding us and sounding higher and higher frequencies in a quick way. So we want to be sure that you feel resonant, you know, go as far and as resonant, and bring down as the codes that you feel resonant with. There is working at this level will bring you many synchronicities, which are some of the most highest feeling states when unexpected synchronicities happen. So there is lots to really enjoy and savor as you work with your new teacher, your professor, and you're given the professor cap at the same time. And of course, soothing your nervous system with the sounds, the nature sounds in your field. If you get too spun up, the same senses can be calmed with the sound of the wind, the water, the silence, or a squirrel. There will be more coming, but Uranus will be working with you in the coming days. So You may want to keep an eye out on the bushes for him. Blessings.